Sometimes your worries can suffocate you. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that we and God together cannot handle. Do you believe that? Think about this for a moment. Think about a person who believes that whatever happens to them on any particular day, God and that person takes care of it. And then think about a person who has to handle whatever happens to them all by themselves. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in any extra supernatural grace that's given them. It's they alone must deal with all their problems in the world. Well, I would say that the first person is much more peaceful, much more hopeful, much more optimistic. Your call, which one do you want to be? Can you see why during this year's, I am always emphasizing on Monday how to deal with worries? So let's begin with our prayer. Come Holy Spirit, replace the tension within me with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within me with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within me with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within me with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within me with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within me with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within me with a loving warmth. Replace the night within me with your day. Replace the winter within me with your spring. Come Holy Spirit. Now, I want to give you a definition for worry, okay? What the word really means. Because it's significant that the English word worry is derived from an Anglo-Saxon word, worrying, that means to strangle or to choke. Worry cuts off the ear supply that allows one to carpe diem, seize the moment, the day. People get so busy worrying about yesterday or tomorrow that they miss today. We become like the old woman who said, I always feel bad when I feel good because I just know that I'll feel bad after a while. Worry chokes off the opportunity to seize the moment and makes us susceptible to a life of feeling bad. So true, right? Here's a poem. The person who wrote it, I just have the initials, J.H.S. The poem is entitled, O God of the Impossible. O God of the impossible, since all things are to thee, but soil in which omnipotence can work almightily. Each trial may to us become the means that will display how o'er what seems impossible our God hath perfect sway. The very storms that beat upon our little bark so frail, but manifest thy power to quell all forces that assail. The things that are to us too hard, the foes that are too strong, are just the very ones that may awake a triumph song. O God of the impossible, when we no hope can see, grant us the faith that still believes all possible to thee. And that's the whole theme of every Monday, right? Nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. Now, I'm very aware that when I talk this way, I can be accused of being a religious fanatic, and people can dismiss me as being out of touch with the world, a world that seems so filled with problems and heartaches and scary things and threats of terrorism and growing old and illnesses and all the things that's constantly in our face, served up every day by the TV. Problems from all over the world come rushing into our homes via the TV. That's why I try to give real human examples of how people dealt with their worries and concerns and fears. Often when I give you an example, it's not so much from a famous person, but this time it is from a famous person. It's a name that you should recognize, Babe Ruth, the great baseball player. You know, Babe Ruth is one of the most colorful players baseball has ever known. He is also one of the most famous names in American sports. One cold December night in 1946, the words of Jesus, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," took on special meaning for the babe. He explained why in an article. "Even though I drifted away from the church, I did have my own altar, a big window in my New York apartment overlooking the city lights. Often, I would kneel before that window and say my prayers. I would feel quite humble then. I'd ask God to help me and pray that I'd measure up to what He expected of me." On this cold December night, however, the babe was lying in bed in a New York hospital, seriously ill. Paul Carey, one of Babe's oldest and closest friends, was at his side. After a while, Carey turned to Ruth and asked, "Babe, they're going to operate in the morning. Don't you think you should see a priest?" Ruth saw the concern in Carey's eyes, and for the first time in his life, he realized that death could strike him out. The kingdom of heaven was, perhaps, at hand for him. He knew he had to take seriously Jesus' words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Ruth looked into Carey's eyes and said, "Yes, Paul, I'd appreciate your calling a priest." That night, Babe Ruth spent a long time talking to Jesus with the priest's assistance. And when he finished, Babe had made a full and humble confession. He didn't hold back on a thing. After the priest left, the babe said, "And I lay in bed that evening, and I thought, what a comfortable feeling to be free from fear and worries. I could simply turn them over to God." End of story. There's that last line, dear friends. "I could simply turn them over to God." And that's what we have to do. We have to turn over our fears, our worries, our anxieties, and our dread to God. If we don't, then they will control us. They will take away our joy, they'll take away our peace, they'll take away our capacity to focus, our ability to get things done, our ability to enjoy a party, to enjoy the little things of life. They'll take away our capacity to interact with people in an open way, in a joyful way. We call it a carefree way, free of cares, right? You know, when I gave you the old English word, the Anglo-Saxon word for worry, and what that means, to choke or to suffocate, you can see why I began today's program by saying, sometimes your worries can suffocate you. Now, in my many, many years of being a priest, I've seen that time and time again. People suffocating because of their worries. It consumes them, literally consumes them. They're having health problems, physical, emotional, and mental. Their hands can sometimes be trembling. They're constantly expecting something terrible to happen. They're waiting for the next shoe to fall. It's like what that lady said, the elderly lady. She's sad when she's happy because she expects that when she's happy, she's going to return to being sad again. So she can't even enjoy those moments of happiness. What a sad way to live, huh? Living lives of quiet desperation. Living lives always in anticipation of something horrible going to happen to you. Living a life where you feel overwhelmed by your obligations, your duties, your responsibilities. Because why? Because you're trying to deal with them yourself. Now, I know life is not easy. Life is difficult, but God is good. I'm very aware that sometimes life can punch you so hard in the stomach you can hardly catch your breath. But having said that, I believe in amazing grace. I believe in the power of God. I believe that God really wants to help us, but He's very respectful of free will. He will not take away our free will. He will not force us into a relationship with Him. He will not force us to trust. I often say on this program, we're the only country in the world that places on our money in God we trust. But do we? Do we? The amount of people who are on medication for their anxieties and worries and fears grows larger every day. And I'm talking about in our country. Where, as a matter of fact, in our country, the majority of people, their physical needs are met. They have a place to live where they can be dry and safe, and they have food to eat, they have clothes to wear, they have a car to drive, they have an income, they have opportunities to recreate. In our country, most people, not all, most people are physically and financially okay. But where's the problem in their life? Their worries? I mean, that's why I say so many people are on medication for anxiety and fear. I mean, I'm not telling you to get off the medication. If the medication helps, fine. But what about turning to Jesus? What about trusting in God's providence? What about letting go and letting God? Food for thought. Well, I got some more food for thought for you. This time, it's written by a man named Dan McKinnon. He writes, "Be aware that a halo has to fall only a few inches to be a noose." Right? Well, we can interpret that a couple ways. We can think, well, that means that you better be careful that you don't take your goodness for granted or the mercy of God or the help for granted. Or it could be that you become proud in your halo because you think you're just so good can become a noose. Well, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for the people in the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. These are the people who are interacting with forces all over the world, forces for good or trying to counteract forces for bad. We want to pray that God will bless them, keep them safe, and through their hard, hard work, we pray that God will help them keep our country safe, right? So, dear God, bless them. Watch over them and protect them. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, for a small attempt to make you smile or laugh. This man calls the Weather Bureau. And he asks the weatherman, "What are the chances for a shower tonight?" And the weatherman answers, "I'd say go ahead and take one if you really need it." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. It's a real help, real joy for me to know that there are people listening. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. Send me a gift, if you would, to keep my hospital open in Oaxaca, Mexico, for the poor and sick. Make the check to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.